Human resource. The government has assured human resource directors of its commitment to providing them with the necessary support and guidance needed to excel in their respective roles as they execute their mandate. Through the State Department for Public Service, the government is working towards augmenting and undertaking critical programs and activities to strengthen management of the HR functions in the public service. This is via the introduction of the Human Resource Information System Kenya, HRISK, that will manage HR functions in the public sector, professionalizing the HR function, training revolving fund, medical cover for civil servants, payroll management policy for the public service, among others. Speaking during the second HR summit for directors and deputy directors from ministries and departments in the public service, State Department for Public Service Principal Secretary Amos Gathecha said the programs will help build a public service that is adaptive, resilient and efficient with good mental health for a productive public sector workforce in line with the government development priorities. Gathecha said it is fundamental in promoting economic growth and transformation of the country. The PS said the HRISK system will address wage bill matters with the government expected to migrate all payrolls to the system by 1 July 2024. He noted that the payroll module has been finalized awaiting integration with IFMIS, iTax and Central Bank of Kenya Internet Banking, IB. He said the system has been piloted successfully since April 2024 within the State Department for Performance and Delivery Management and Public Financial Management Reforms at National Treasury and Huduma Kenya, Secretariat. Training on the new system for payroll managers in MDAs is being undertaken in phases to ensure staff gain necessary skills and competencies for implementation, he said. According to the PS, the system was developed by the State Department and the World Bank and it will carry everybody who is in the public service. He noted that there are several modules and establishments which include a module on pension to ensure pension payment is seamless, payroll, leave, among others. We expect that it is going to bring a lot of soberness. The system will not accept any person who is not in the establishment, he added. The PS asked the directors responsible for the HR functions in public service to familiarize themselves with the new system before roll-out. He said the directors should also pay keen attention to the resolution of the third wage bill conference with specific focus on refining strategies and action plans of MDAs to achieve a wage bill to revenue ratio of 35% by 30 June 2028. He added that AWA should also review and rationalize staff establishment for affordability, fiscal sustainability with the right composition, critical skills set and fit for purpose organization structures. The PS said the payroll management policy for public service has been finalized awaiting cabinet approval. He quipped that the government is also reviewing the current performance management system to embed productivity and performance contracting in the public service. A section of human resource, HR, practitioners in attendance follow proceedings during the 10th Annual HR Congress at Sarova White Sands Hotel, Mombasa. He echoed the need to enhance training and capacity development in the respective MDAs and facilitate employees to acquire skills and competencies needed on a timely basis derived from requisite capacity assessment. The PS pointed that the public service must focus on continuous human resource development designed for employees to be more dynamic and innovative. Training programs must therefore be aligned to organization mandate and core functions incorporating artificial intelligence and digitalization, he said. He said there is also a need for strengthening and fostering a culture of dedication and commitment to requisite professional tenets in acquisition, nurturing, development and management of human resources. He added that the trajectory will be fundamental in enhancing employee productivity and wellness for effective, efficient and transformative service delivery required for public service growth and overall economic development of the country. The PS said mental health cases of public servants have been on the rise since the COVID-19 pandemic, with the year 2021-2022 recording at least 7,000 civil servants with cases of mental health, adding that the government is dedicated to nurture emotional intelligent employees, promoting mental wellness and improving access to medical insurance. HR needs to be emotionally stable to handle the civil servant to be effective. We have isolated emotional intelligence so that we can talk to the officers first who deal with these other officers, he said.